Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is the conference operator. I would like to welcome everyone to Arcosa Verde's second quarter 2021 results conference call. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, the instructions will be given. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay in www.grupoav.com. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo Arcosa Verde's Financial Chief Officer. Please go ahead, sir. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to review Arcosa Verde's second quarter 2021 consolidated results. I'm joined by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, General Counsel and Operations Director. I would like to mention that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are defined by IFRS, so they do not represent the financial analysis of the result in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the operating performance of the company. It's possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we can't assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar, and welcome, everyone. I am pleased to greet you in our second quarterly report of 2021 and present Arcosa Verde's more recent financial and operative performance. We appreciate your interest in our company and hope you and your families are safe and well. Arcosa Verde during this quarter, and thanks to our team, keeps driving and working on projects to generate value, maintaining the operation of our shopping centers. I consider it's important to share with you some facts about it. Occupancy continues to show a strong recovery thanks to different strategies to recover traffic, such as strong campaigns with cinemas, different events with families, engagement with society, with different cultural activities, etc. NOI is returning very near pre-pandemic levels, and a great number of our commercial partners are returning to pre-pandemic sales, and some of them well above that. The great relation and always listening to the customers give us the advantage to be one step ahead of our competition. That's one of our strengths, and we'll continue to work on it. The senderoencasa.com operation, implemented at the end of 2020, has presented a notable increase in its numbers of visitors, an increase in affiliations of new customers, and in the number of shopping centers that operates from this platform. All this due to the new consumption habits. In solidarity and working as a team to leave behind this contingency in the best way, the facilities of Sendero Shopping Centers were offered to municipal and state authorities at the Center of Vaccination Brigades Against COVID-19. Plaza Sendero Mexicali, Plaza Sendero Culiacán, and Plaza Sendero Santa Catarina received thousands of people for the application of the vaccine, and most recently, Plaza Sendero Los Mochis and Plaza Sendero Culiacán. That's something that we are very proud, and we will continue to work with all the authorities in every city that we have presence to help with the vaccinations of our society. On the other hand, the company continues to be aligned with established goals and with the strict adherence and care of the expenses. We believe that with the discipline shown, we will continue to deliver results. Now, it's my pleasure to go back to Edward so he can provide us the details of our financial results.
Thanks, Jesus. I will go through our 2021 quarterly financial results compared with the second quarter 2020. Net operating income during the second quarter 2021 reached 241 million pesos, an increase by 150 million pesos or 167% compared to the same period 2020. NOI margin calculated over property revenues was 86%. As usual, At this point, I'd like to mention that the information presented referring to the NOI is on a cash flow basis and is not on an accrued basis. Even though some companies present their NOI in an accrued basis, we consider that for accuracy, transparency, and better decision-making purposes, NOI should be reflected on a cash flow basis. It is important to consider that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's accrued NOI was 232 million pesos. The conciliation between these two can be found in our quarterly report. Now, continuing with the total revenue of 294 million pesos, an increase of 14% from 258 million pesos from the second quarter 2020. This increase of 14% was driven by an 8% increase in total lease income, a 10% increase in income from management fees, and for the registration of a city land parcel itself in Sendero Sur by 15 million. The adjusted EBITDA increased 9%, reaching 195 million pesos. Such increase is mainly attributed to a higher lease income. The adjusted EBITDA margin for the quarter was 68%. Acosta Verde's loan to value was 17%, 3 point basis above same period 2020. In this quarter, the total debt had an increase of 1%, reaching 5,859 million pesos. If we take the total debt minus cash and equivalents, the result is a total net debt of 2,438 million pesos. The debt of the company is in pesos, and about 89% of the cash and equivalents is held in U.S. dollars. Now, with the operational indicators, I'll turn the call over to Hernan Trejo.
Thank you, Edgar. At the end of the second quarter 2021, Acosta Verde reported a total of 442,000 square meters of GLA, comprised by 17 shopping centers. All shopping centers continue operating under the strict COVID-19 health and operational protocols. As of June 30th, 2021, although with certain restrictions, our 17 shopping centers were open to the public. Considering same shopping centers, Sendero measured approximately 21.8 million visitors during the second quarter of 2021, which represents almost 80% increase when compared to the same quarter of 2019. Traffic continuously improved during the second quarter 2021. On the other hand, vehicle traffic was approximately 4.9 million vehicles, representing an increase of 70% when compared to the same quarter 2020, and 9.6% below when comparing the second quarter 2019. At the end of the second quarter 2021, occupancy rate of the total portfolio was 91%, including Sendero Santa Catarina. In comparison, same-store units, our occupancy rate reduced 4 basis points from second quarter 2020. From a lease spread perspective, second quarter 2021 was 0.8% based on 6,452 square meters replaced and renewed during this quarter. We continue to focus efforts on tenant retention, recovery of receivables, and improvement of monthly rent collections. As a result, the company delivered a strong performance in collection by achieving an efficiency of 104% vis-a-vis invoiced amount. In line with our mission, vision, and commitment to all of our stakeholders, during the first half of 2021, we have dedicated significant efforts and resources to defining our ESG strategy. During the second quarter 2021, supported by an external consultant with extensive experience, we concluded our materiality study, with which we were able to determine which are the material issues on which the company will base its ESG strategy for the future. These topics include energy, water emissions, and climate change, training and development of employees, participation in the community, risk management, and anti-corruption. As a first step in our communication strategy, on May 28, 2021, we presented our first annual sustainability report to through which we communicated to our stakeholders the main initiatives that we have implemented in environmental, social, and corporate governance matters. The report was generating using the main international standards, GRI and SASB, as guiding lights. We will continue to work in our ESG strategy in alignment with the company's vision and market expectations. From a compliance perspective, during the second quarter of 2021, the company filed all necessary reports and fulfilled its obligations in a timely manner established by Mexican Securities Law, Banking Commission, and the Mexican Stock Exchange. Now, I turn the call over to Jesus.
Thank you, Hernan. Definitely, all this encourages us as we continue in expectation of the economic recovery. Step by step, our commercial partner sales are increasing, and even in some cases, these are above of the reported pre-pandemic figures. And adding to what Hernan said, we are committed to our vision of profitability and fulfilling a Costa Verde's mission of generating value for our visitors, shareholders, and investors, business partners, and collaborators. Therefore, for the first time, we reported initiatives and results on how we manage environmental, social, and governance issues, an initiative in line with market expectations regarding the relevance of ESG issues in the real estate sector. I take this opportunity to invite you to read and visit our sustainability report published during the second quarter. At Costa Verde, we continue working for you and for your family. Thank you for your attention and your trust. And now we can open the floor for questions. Operator, please.
At this time, we will be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary for you to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Kasuo Akamoto with Apalache. You may proceed with your question.
Hello, thank you for the call. I'd like to ask you two questions. The quarterly report shows that 13% of the GLA has a lease expiration for 2021. Of that percentage, how much is it estimated to renew the contract for later dates?
Yes, hello. Thanks for the question. Can you repeat the question again, please?
Sure. The quarterly report shows that 13% of the GLA has a lease expiration for 2021. Of that percentage, how much is it estimated to renew the contract?
Thank you. Yes. I think that we're going to renew most of them, above 90 or 95% of the contracts that expired this year. We have seen in this year an important recovery in the sales of our tenants. There's a new desire from our commercial partners to enter Incendero. So what we see is that we will renew most of them, and we will continue to turn more positive the occupancy that we have, as we have seen more desire from our commercial partners to enter.
Thank you for your answer. And my final question is, with the Sendero Ensenada project in Baja California halted since the first quarter of 2020, is there any other strategy to expand the current portfolio?
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you for your question. We are seeing some opportunities right now, evaluating some opportunities in M&A to expand the portfolio. And we are also evaluating new shopping centers to be developed in the next 6 months. We have been a little bit cautious
with new developments due to the COVID, that it's, as we know, it's starting again to take a peak. So what we will have is a strategy to see how this third wave of COVID reacts, and after that we will take decisions to start shopping centers, to start developing shopping centers in different parts of the Northeast, as we have done in the past.
Thank you for your answers.
My pleasure.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. One moment while we poll for questions. Our next question comes from the line of Adrian Huerta with JP Morgan. You may proceed with your question.
Thank you. Hi, good morning, Hernan and Jesus. Thank you for taking my question. Two quick questions. Number one, if you can elaborate a little bit more on the tenant sales versus the pandemic levels, especially broken down by the supermarkets, cinemas, and the rest. Anything that you can give us, more color on how the different retailers are performing in terms of sales. And the second question is, what is the company's strategy to keep occupancy and to increase traffic? Is there something particular that the company is doing on these two fronts? Thank you, Jesus.
No, thank you, Adrian. Thank you for your questions. First of all, in the occupancy, what we have seen is a great recovery in our commercial partners, and we have seen that the desire has increased in the last 6 months. Even though the COVID-19 is still a threat to the industry, what we think is that we're getting more to live with the COVID-19, and the retailers have, I think, get used to that also. So what we have seen is that a lot of new different commercial partners are getting back to open new stores, and they are getting Sendero as one of the first options to open new stores. So we have seen from actual business partners that we have and new commercial partners that we are looking for, the desire to get in. So at the beginning of the pandemic, we thought that the decline in occupancy was going to be higher. So from the peak that we have, almost a 95%, to where we are right now, at 91%, and that includes Santa Catarina, which is a recent development, but it's only 4 months old. We think that we are in a great position right now to start recovering and get back to that 95. We have, as I have said, there's a lot of new tenants in the market, and what we are doing right now also is looking for different tenant mix. What we are seeing is great new stores that are coming to the shopping centers, and fortunately, they are looking to Sendero being the first option. So what we have seen in the last 6 months, the recovery that we have seen, we think that the recovery will continue, and without saying a number exactly of where we're going to end the year, we're going to be a lot more close to where we are at the pandemic sales. And that's your second question, and I'm going to pass to the first question, which is the retail sales that we're seeing is, in most of all the cases, at pre-pandemic levels or even higher than pre-pandemic sales. So this includes our apartment stores, our medium stores, restaurants, supermarkets. The cinemas are still recovering. What we have seen in the last 2 months is that they are around 40 to 30% lower than we were there before the pandemic, which I think is great, because a lot of people didn't saw that the recovery was going to be as fast as it can be. So, yeah, what we're seeing is a lot of the retail sales doing great, much better than pre-pandemic levels. And I think the trend is going to continue as we have saw the last few months and what we're looking at July and what we think for the rest of the year is going to be. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, Jesus. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Medina Cruz with BTG. You may proceed with your question.
Hi, hello. Actually, it's Mariana. Thanks for taking my questions. I have two. The first one is if you can comment on traffic recovery during July. And the second one is what's your expectation for leasing spreads on expirations on renewals over the year? Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your questions. I'm going to pass the leasing spreads to Hernan so he can answer and give you a little bit more color what we're seeing. Hernan, please.
From a lease spread perspective, we saw in second quarter 2021 a 0.8% increase year over year. Going forward, we're expecting a 1 or 2% lease spread. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
And for the first question, can you repeat, please?
Yeah, only if you can comment on how was traffic recovery during July.
Yeah, what we have seen is a little bit, what we have seen in Mexico is all the states, or most of all the states, are changing their color in the semaphore. The difference between this time and the other times is that the governments are taking a different approach, which I think is good for everyone, for the people, for the health of the people, and for the health of the economy. So before, what we saw is closings of everything. And what we are seeing right now is that they are closing different things that are not in the shopping centers. What they are targeting is more the bars, the restaurants, and things like that. And they are letting the economy continue to operate as normal. The restrictions that we have had are minimal. I can say that maybe in Sinaloa, the only closing that we have is the entertainment for kids. Other than that, we're operating normally as we have operated in the last 9 or 10 months.
Perfect. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of today's question and answer session. I would like to turn this call back over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado for closing remarks.
That will conclude our program. Thank you for your participation. Please do not hesitate to contact us for additional questions. Have an excellent day.
This concludes Acosta Verde's second quarter 2021 conference call. You may disconnect your device at this time. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.